hands of colors from working at the mill. My body feels so weary from the long working day. As I'm trudging home along the cobbles of our street, the sky turns blood red as the sun slips away. But though I'm tied for 13 hours to the man who owns the mill, at least I have my freedom when the mule is finally still. But underneath that same sun, far across the ocean wide, in the cotton fields of America, slaves are dying. Blood on my hands, blood on my hands. No, I'll not have that blood on my hands. Blood on my hands, blood on my hands. No, I'll not have that blood on my hands. I spin the cotton from those fields so far away. I work to feed my children, to save their hungry cries. But as I take those fibers so wide and spin them into yarn, I see them turn blood red right there before my eyes. But far away beneath that sun, there's a worker just like me. She was stolen from her homeland and stripped of dignity. Like me, her labor makes others rich, and I know I'll never be free. While in the cotton fields of America, slaves are dying. Blood on my hands, blood on my hands. No, I'll not have that blood on my hands. Blood on my hands, blood on my hands. No, I'll not have that blood on my hands. So the sun is setting behind this factory wall. It rises once again upon a worker bound by chains. While wealthy men all rub their hands and count their dollar bills, may their pockets turn blood red with their ill-gotten gains. A simple spinner is all I am, but I will not play a part in stealing another's spirit, another's body, mind and heart. I pray the day will surely dawn when every worker will be free. Till then, in the cotton fields of America,